The announcement that the head of minerals management is going to be let go. Talk a little bit about how important is that decision and what comes next.
I think that decision is very, very important because it seemed to have been some hanky-panky. And this is the kind of thing that we do not need today. When you look at the situation that's going on in the Gulf, and then you hear about all the things that were going on about, you know, people, you know, going out to dinner and, of course, accepting gifts and all kinds of things, then you have to look to the leadership. And, of course, she was the person that was responsible for the oversight of the agency. And it appears that she was not doing the kind of job that needed to be done during this difficult time. And, of course, she has been, some people said fried, but I like the word terminated.
Yeah.
Sounds better.
Yeah, it doesn't sound so nasty, does it? But it sounds like you read that IG report and almost every page is like, you're kidding me. And some of it seems almost like it's the culture of the organization.
Right. And I think that has led to a lot of the problems because it's just almost impossible for you to police an agency when this kind of stuff is going on. And so, her moving on, I think, gives them an opportunity to reorganize the agency, get some fresh blood in there that's going to make certain that what has occurred will never happen again. And I think that the time has come, you know, when you look at where we are and the kind of things that people are saying, and we know in terms of what's happening. So I'm happy to know that they're going to reorganize the agency.
We've seen this kind of situation before where you have this certain level of expertise and people who are regulating these oil wells. That's a certain level of expertise, and really the only other place you can get that kind of expertise are from oil companies. And so you do get that kind of very close relationship. Is there a way that government can deal with that complex kind of problem it seems very difficult?
Well, and I listen to what you're saying, but there was just too much going on here. So maybe what we need to do is to come up with a training program where the government will have, and so we could have folks to come out of that system rather than people that come out of the industry. It just was just too much moving back and forth between MMS and the industry. And that when you have that kind of movement on a regular kind of basis, it's not healthy. It does not lend itself to true oversight. So maybe the government now has to look at ways and methods to train people to be able to have the oversight responsibility.
Yeah.
Because if you have people coming from the agency and this back and forth kind of thing, they're with the agency 2 years, now they're back over with MMS, now they're back over to a company,
yeah.
That is just not good. It is just not healthy for oversight in any way.
Let me quickly ask you about, because you are introducing a new bill, right, that gives the FDA new powers regarding recalls.
Right, because, you know, when the FDA finds out that something is going on that's wrong, then they will say, well, we would hope that you could recall. That, to me, just doesn't make a lot of sense. If you have the responsibility to provide and protect, you know, people and make certain that drugs are safe, then you need to have the ability to recall as well. So we're going to sponsor legislation that's going to give them the ability to recall, because what I've heard, you know, is enough to say, wait a minute, we cannot afford this kind of activity. Wherein you hire a contractor, and the contractor goes out, and the contractor is going to buy the medication that's on the shelf, and then you tell me that you're not sure in terms of the instructions that the contractors receive. No, that just is unacceptable in this day and age. So FDA needs to have jurisdiction. They need to have the authority to be able to say these drugs must be taken off the shelf, and they need to have that power. And we hope to be able to do that.
And if it's not safe, get it off the streets.
Shelf.
Yeah,
and it's their responsibility. It's very difficult for them to protect us without having that power to be able to have a recall.
We're entering that period of time where it gets difficult to get things through the process in time to actually get passed. What are your hopes on this kind of legislation?
Well, I'm hoping that people will realize that, you know, and I think that being we have this example with our children, you know, even conservative folks love their children.
Yeah.
Liberal folks love their children. Moderate. So I think that we can just based on the fact that
that's even better than apple pie loving your kids.
Huh?
That's even better than apple pie loving your kids.
That's right.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. And so, you know, I think that based on that fact that we'll be able to get folks to focus on it. And we're not talking about additional resources or money. We're just talking about additional power.